End poverty pay for sleep in care workers. Katie, support worker for adults with learning disabilities. Amnesty for care companies, more poverty wages for the workers. Since the NHS began outsourcing care services to private companies and charities, wages and conditions for carers, support workers and healthcare assistants have been squeezed. The care sector is fast becoming the new slave wage job, where employers are taking advantage of a cheap overseas labor pool. And with more and more older adults and more people with disabilities living into adulthood, these services are at full capacity. As a result, there are thousands of workers across the UK who are being paid illegal wages. One such case has highlighted the issue. The charity MenCap has been found to be in breach of minimum wage laws for paying £29.05 for 9-hour sleep in shifts. And this is not a rare case. As a carer and a support worker, I have undertaken sleep in shifts for a variety of companies, with one paying as little as £24 for a 9-hour shift. Yet a recent government ruling has let these companies off the hook. MenCap claimed that obeying the law could lead to a loss of services to vulnerable adults. But where is the amnesty for those staff who spend nights away from their families for a pittance? Some staff have been asked to sleep with noisy monitors beside their bed and fire doors that slam shut at 4 a.m. The Socialist Party calls on all unions to back a list of demands, including hourly pay for sleep and staff, without averaging out, and for a massive increase in investment into care services, including from local councils.